Are we not ready to ask questions? Who goes? Take her. Already back in Parshas Chukas, we were told that Moshe Rabbeinu tragically will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks, well, maybe Shemhutra Gzeira, maybe he's going to get a second chance, and maybe Kodesh Baruch will let him enter Eretz Yisrael, and that plays out in Parshas Pinchas, and then it repeats itself in Parshas Veschanon, Veschona, Moshe Abayisa, and Yilemor, Eber, Nor, Eber, 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 Moshe Rabbeinu is really, really crying out to Kodesh Baruch Hu that he's supposed to enter into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Masechet Soita, and Dafti Dalud, poses a strange question about Moshe Rabbeinu's request to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu wonder what was like so terrible about what was going on in Chatzpahitz? What's the bit? He was living a lot of Torah, he was living a lot of things. Chilecho b'periyut tzarech. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want? He wanted an Israeli orange. What did he want? He wanted to eat some grapes. What did he want? Chilecho b'periyut tzarech. He says, no. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael to perform the mitzvahs that want to be performed in Eretz Yisrael. Trumas, Meisrus, Shemitah, Talmud Torah is going to be Shemitah. All these great, beautiful mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do. Tefillin he had, and tzitzit he had, shofar he had, matzah, but he didn't have mitzvahs to his baritz. And he was plotting for the mitzvahs to his baritz. So we'll ask the Lord to Shishayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Lord to Shishayim. Was he mechuyim in Trumas and Meisrus? By the way, everyone can talk up and shoot. Everyone can ask questions. Everyone can raise hands. Can participate. It's part of the Simchas Torah. Was he mechuyev? Can shvita? Was he mechuyev? Can shvita? Right?
Even if he's in Eretz Yisrael for a little bit, he wouldn't be able to leave me then.
You mean it would have taken quite a while?
Yeah.
But 14 years, yeah. He was hoping to stay, hang around for a while, right? So, Lamaisi wasn't mechuyev. He wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvah. So what's the big deal? I understand if I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillah and I don't put on tefillah, it's terrible. I understand I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah and matzah, that's a bit of a mitzvah. But if I'm not mechuyev anyway, so what's the big deal? So what do you see from this Gemara? So Taisa says, you see from this Gemara that chavivus ha-mitzvah, love of mitzvahs, doesn't only mean that I want to do the mitzvahs that I have to do. It means I'm going to full stop. I'm going to turn the world upside down to be mechayev myself in a mitzvah that I'm not even mechayev in the first place. I could have just said, well, no chiyuv, no mitzvah, no kiyuv, no garden, there's nothing, I'm good to go. Love of mitzvahs means that I want to do mitzvahs and I'm going to set up a scenario, a situation that's going to be an engine to drive the chiyuv mitzvahs. Says Tosfos, say to Mishayim, that's the reason why we wear tzitzis. The Torah says to wear tzitzis. Well, not exactly. What does the Torah say? If you happen to be wearing a four-cornered garment, then you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. And if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, so you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. It's no big deal. So you won't wear tzitzis. What's the Torah? You didn't. That's a misquote. Like, don't take that out of context. First of all, you said, what's the big deal with tzitzis? But the Yemen says, you're right. What's the big deal? You don't have to wear tzitzis. So you're not wearing tzitzis. So big deal. If I'm wearing a four-cornered garment and I don't put strings on, that's a bit limited. What do you see from this simulation of Vegan? That I so love HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs that I want to do anything and everything that will give me the opportunity to do those mitzvahs. That sets the stage for mitzvah tzitzis. So Rabbi said, that sets the stage for everything that we're about to accomplish now. We have such an avos ha-toyva, such an avos ha-mitzvahs that we're plotting to be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even come to Eretz Yisrael. I was thinking as the plane was landing a couple days ago. So Moshe Rabbeinu would have done to get onto a plane, to land at the airport. Moshe Rabbeinu would have given everything to land at the airport, take your PCR test, get right back on the next plane. He would have been fine. He would have been okay. That's all he wanted. Let him come in for a minute. That's it. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to come here to do mitzvahs of Klan Torah. So we have to come up with a gishmak. We have to come up with enthusiasm. Okay? So Rabbi Shai, we're going to get started now, all right? We'll get Yonah will give out the Maamar Kamos. Everyone should start to try to do every day. You know, again, we don't have that much time in the morning Seder. Try to get through the first couple of Koros. We'll be back in the other one. Hopefully by 11 o'clock, I'll have a list of everyone's names, so we'll have a good idea.